names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
October 11th is National Sausage Pizza Day, and I'm celebrating by going door to door in my neighborhood.
Hello.
Pizza delivery man.
Come on in.
Have a happy National Sausage Pizza Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at a campaign rally in Minneapolis goes off on the impeachment inquiry, Joe Biden and Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
She is a disgrace to our country, and she is one of the big reasons that I'm going to win and the Republican Party is going to win Minnesota in 13 months.
He lost in Minnesota in 2016. There were thousands of anti-Trump protesters outside that rally. There are at least three wildfires burning in Southern California, and around 100,000 people ordered to leave their homes.
We are putting things in the car. We're going to get out of here. I don't know where we're going to go.
She's in northeastern Los Angeles. Dozens of mobile homes are destroyed by another fire started by burning trash. Power has been intentionally cut this week to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in California in an effort to prevent fires from power lines knocked over by strong wind. America's listening to Fox News.
We're just around the corner from the weekend.
For most people, Friday is just a day before the weekend.
Hope you have a great weekend.
I am living for the weekend.
Life is short. Treat yourself. Have a little fun.
A beer could help.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Living for the weekend.
I live for danger.
We hope you do, too. It's 7:04. I think you'll feel better after you get the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We've had some very nice nights and some very nice mornings this week, but this is the coolest one so far at 62 degrees right now. It's going to be a very warm day. I've got us in the upper 80s. Good bit of sunshine. We're dry during the day. Spotty showers late tonight? Yeah, perhaps. Maybe in the wee hours of the morning. That's as a weak cool front moves through the state. But it's a front that's going to lower the temperatures. For instance, I think tomorrow's high is like 79 or 80. That's like... They'll be dancing in the streets of Owosso if that happens. And then tomorrow night, we're talking about the coolest night of the season so far. No longer are we thinking low 50s, but probably more like upper 50s tomorrow night, but still really nice. And then looking ahead, I'm starting to think that Sunday the rain chances are picking up. In fact, I had to revise the Talladega race forecast. At least a 50 to 60% chance of showers during the race. So that's a big change, and that could affect the race there. And I think a lot of us will see showers Sunday, Sunday evening, Sunday night, into Monday and Tuesday, scattered around from time to time. And, of course, every drop of rain we get in this drought situation we're in is a good thing. Right now this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour, mostly clear skies, 62 now at 7:05. If you smell something dank in your kitchen,
dang, that's dank.
It could be a leak behind the dishwasher. Honey, come here. Does this smell dank to you?
Dank.
Love that word.
No, that's just rank.
That's just you, honey. get the whole house plumbing inspection from Plumbing by Luke Wire. I got it. I don't have a huge house, but it took about 35 minutes in my house. And they go through and they check all the plumbing inside and out, and they're looking for problems that may become big problems, like a leak behind the dishwasher. Don't want your kitchen dank. And by the way, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, so they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Plumbing by Luke Wire, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why they're my go-to plumbers. In fact, I just had him in the last week, and they took care of two problems. One I knew about, one I didn't know about. So give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Tessa Franklin, we hope you're ready. It's your name this hour in the name game. Call 396-5477, Tessa Franklin, and you will qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dylan Rings.
Wow. I was not ready for you to be that quick and efficient with it. What was that name again?
Tessa Franklin.
Tessa Franklin. Okay. Random facts in how many parts today?
17.
I'm hoping, I don't know, I can probably get it done in one. Maybe.
I don't want you to rush it.
I don't rush.
We like to chime in. We like to comment.
See, that's why it's more on you guys of how many segments.
I see.
On studio participation.
I see.
Yeah.
I see where you're stepping.
Well, you know what I don't have?
A convoluted intro? Because that's a lie.
No, I don't. Not yet.
Well, you always don't have a convoluted intro, and then you always end up having
one. Don't feel any pressure. But people get really, really upset when you don't have one.
Yeah, they told us that in the focus group.
No pressure, though.
Going to be having an interesting conversation with my friend, Mr. Baumhauer. Hey,
yeah?
Thanks for letting me know you're opening a third restaurant in town, man.
A third?
Yeah, in East Chase.
East Chase.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen for you in Prattville.
They're rebranding downtown.
Right.
You know, it's a shame. The downtown Baumhauer's was, we loved, remember we had Richmond's there?
As a matter of fact, my first week there, I met all of the regulars and that incredible group of people on that my very first week.
You had your wedding there.
Yeah. But now it's going to be called Wingers.
Wingers!
So be able to get, I mean, the food's going to be great.
It'll
be convenient for people to have a quick lunch. Well, they're downtown.
Still the same location, and they're just remodeling that area?
Is it still going to have breakfast, I wonder?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
I only say that because that area that you could walk out to.
That courtyard?
Yeah, that little courtyard area was really nice.
It's lovely.
Bob loves our listeners, though, because when they first announced that the downtown place was changing, a couple of our people put a petition together. Please stay open. Because we love coming here.
Right.
Says, yeah, that's a pretty, you know, Bob, he's a real businessman. And you got a pretty passionate group there, Sapsucker.
I tell you what, Chase is going to be nice, though, huh?
Yeah. Has he ever called you Sapsucker?
No.
No.
That's how you know you're really in tight with him.
Well, thanks. Go home and be depressed.
My picture's not on their wall either.
Yeah. What's that about?
I'll fix that. Go into your vast collection of Rich Thomas memorabilia, find something
adorable.
I'll get it on the wall, I promise. 7:09.
Well, as we get into the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch reporting no accidents anywhere so far this morning, but we do have some busy traffic areas. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka loading up, as well as 31 into the city from Prattville. 65 and 85 are busy, and it's going to get busier as we get a little bit further into the 7 o'clock hour. Boulevard showing increasing traffic, and those school zones are in effect for a few more minutes, so use caution out there this morning. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. And local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I care about the environment, and I do everything I can. But I'm running out of things to recycle.
Then you should recycle your toilet paper.
That sounds disgusting.
What? You don't care about the planet?
No, I do. Tell me more.
Toilet paper manufacturing is killing the forests. So we all need to start reusing our toilet paper. Still with me?
So far.
Here's how it works.
Billy, hurry up in the bathroom. And don't forget to use the other side of the toilet paper your sister used.
Mom!
I'm trying to leave you a healthy planet, young man.
See?
Wow! Reusing toilet paper is the way to go! Less flushing, fewer dead trees? We'll save the planet in no time!
That's right. Tell your friends, or better yet, offer them your used toilet paper for them to recycle. They'll be glad you did.
And now, we talk about it, but it's time for...
Random facts.
Toilet paper and butt.
I want to get that big butt in there.
But.
Oh, you got it in there.
Did you know...
Jay hasn't gone to the doctor about his congestion.
And I need to. Yeah, I really need to. Did you know of the censored 11? The censored 11 are 11 Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons that have been banned since 1968 because the use of ethnic stereotypes were deemed too offensive and no amount of editing could ever make them acceptable. Warner Brothers announced an uncensored release in 2010, but it never happened.
I bet if there was a way to see those, we probably saw those when we were kids.
I've got the big box set. I've got them all, man.
They banned them in 1968
is when they banned them, yeah. The titles for the 11... episodes are Hitting the Trail for Hallelujah Land.
Yeah, I'm sure that's politically correct.
Sunday Go to Meeting Time.
Uh-huh.
Clean Pastures. Uncle Tom's Big Bungalow.
Wow, suburban. Very.
Oh my. Yeah. Jungle Jitters. The Isle of Pingo Pongo. All This and Rabbit Stew. Tin Pan Alley Cats. Angel Puss. I'm saying this exactly the way it's spelled.
Is it safe?
Coal Black and the Seven Dwarfs.
Wow.
Oh.
Seb, S-E-B-B-E-N.
Whoa.
And then number 11 being Goldilocks and the Jiving Bears. Yeah. Did you know that there's a town in Peru that celebrates a certain event on December 25th every year? It's not Christmas. It's... Takanuko way or something like that is what it's called. Anyway, the point of it being is where men and women settle grudges from the past year by calling each other out and having a fist fight.
Nope. Nope.
Where is this?
Peru.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a video of that.
In Deetsville, that's called Friday Night.
Wow.
I actually have had stories heard stories about
Deesville?
Some bars up that way. A friend that was a bouncer there said most of the time it was separating women.
I just picked a random town, so don't get mad at me if you live in Deetsville. Could have been Slapout, could have been Owosso, could have been, you know.
Anytime. Next time you go up that way,
the state of Mississippi,
you're going to see roadside signs with a red circle and a slash through it with your face behind it.
I'm afraid I shouldn't have said Deetsville. I'm sorry.
No more adorableness.
Yeah.
Did you know that wearing a blindfold for at least 12 hours can induce visual hallucinations?
What?
Including complex scenery and frightening entities.
Ooh.
Yeah, 12 hours with a blindfold.
Any other good stuff?
I have those sleep mask things.
I have a sleep mask as well.
Does that count as a blindfold?
It would count as a blindfold, you know? Did you ever watch Bird Box?
No.
Yeah.
They were in a blindfold for a long time.
I know.
No wonder they went crazy.
That was an interesting movie.
Wasn't it? Did you know that the Idaho Fish and Game, in order to repopulate an area, they dropped beavers out of a plane and parachuted them into a remote area to rehome them away from more populated areas, mm-hmm. or where, you know, civilization was moving in on their home.
No, I got you.
So they parachuted them.
Yeah.
They were in boxes. It wasn't like they were wearing individual parachutes.
God is my witness. I thought beavers could fly.
I didn't know if you were going to say it or if Greg was going to say it.
Well, let's see how it works.
Nice beaver.
Did you know, and Rich Thomas will know this, the single bloodiest day in American history?
That is Antietam.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 23,000 men died, wounded, or went missing over the course of a single day.
God.
A single day
nothing
battle.
Nothing compares.
No.
Nothing compares to Antietam.
Is it true that people who lived in areas near where these things took place would take picnics and watch?
Well, no, that was on
that
the first,
one
the first,
time.
The first bull run. The very first bull run in Manassas.
Yeah.
They thought this was going to be a quick war. This would be fun to watch from the bluff, from the, you know, we'll get a picnic basket.
Boy, was the wrong.
Boy, oh boy, was that shocking mistake.
Yep.
So Antietam was the first time that the Confederates went north of the into Union territory. Mm-hmm. What was the only other time?
Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Do I pass?
Yeah, you did. Good boy.
Oh, well, it's a baseball fact for you.
Baseball.
You familiar with, you should be, R.A. Dickey?
R.A. Dickey was a knuckleball pitcher for the New York Mets in Toronto, won a Cy Young Award.
Correct. Interesting thing about him.
How do you know this stuff?
Hey.
Because
my backbone of America. It's America's pastime.
That's right. And my brain is a trap for absolutely useless stuff.
Right.
I'm clogged with it.
The interesting thing about R.A. Dickey was that he was born without a UCL ligament in his throwing arm. And it was not discovered until after he was drafted out of college. The UCL ligament in your elbow is one of the most important ligaments in your arm because it stabilizes. It stabilizes and connects your lower and upper part of your arm.
That's the one that they have to repair when they use the Tommy John surgery because of the stress on that ligament when pitchers throw the ball. And most, not all, but most come back from that surgery. I know, this is kind of sad. My daughter briefly dated a baseball player on the FAU team, and he had already had Tommy John, and he said that other kids were getting it preemptively so they wouldn't have to worry about it.
No,
I remember a news story from a couple of years ago about kids, Little League, travel ball, and the stress it was putting on their ligaments and joints
crazy.
And
that's
so on
nuts.
And so forth.
Totally nuts, my opinion.
More? You held up a finger.
Yes, I did.
It was
thank
the right
you for
one.
Respecting my finger.
Oh, a wrong finger. Okay.
Incorrigible. It's 7:21. When you need furniture, I always recommend when you go to Kaiser, you walk in the door knowing you're going to save money because, you know, the sales tax is not 10% there, which is great. But I always suggest you wear comfortable shoes because you're going to want to see everything. And that takes some time. It's not an ostentatious building with a lot of overhead. It's a functional showroom that's huge, that has aisles and aisles and aisles of everything. I've said this. If you can't find what you're looking for at Kaiser, it ain't been made. Stella is our contact person there. And if you know you're looking for something specific, she can help you have a very focused visit. But it really is a great place to browse. For those of you who have a house with an odd little nook or something that needs something, you're just not sure what, Kaiser's the place to go find it, because they'll have it. They also have tremendous markdowns. They deliver, and they are absolutely fantastic people. And again, you save on that sales tax. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. As you're going north on 231, it's just shy of Oshuck's Oyster Bar. 722.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we are hoping you're having a nice ride in this morning to wherever you're bound. Atlanta Highway into downtown is very busy at this time, as well as I-65 and 85 through the interchange. No issues on Highway 31 or 331 into the city this morning, other than the usual morning traffic. Don't forget those school zones for a couple of more minutes. We are accident-free so far this morning. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek, Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our rent, rest, and ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek, Montgomery for rent, rest, and ride.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks, the driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star State, EBT, and all credit cards accepted.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Joy News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
here's part two of today's
random facts.
Thank you, Greg. Speaking of part two, did you know King Henry VIII built a giant toilet? It was called the Great House of Easement.
Easement?
Yes, the Great House of Easement. It was two stories tall and could seat 28 people at a time.
28 people. Well, you know, you got to be good friends, you know, to us.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's dank.
Now, the king himself had a luxurious place to do his business.
Oh.
According to the Hampton Court Palace website, he and other royals sat atop a padded chair covered in sheepskin, black velvet, and ribbons, lofted above a pewter chamber pot. The toilet was private, located in a so-called stool room that was attended to by a high-ranking courtier.
Yeah, that's a great job if you can get it.
He was known as the groom of the stool.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a privileged, well-respected gig to handle the monarch's waist. Apparently, the groom would even take notes on the sovereign's movements. In 1539, Henry VIII's groom showed a flair for euphemism by writing that the king had taken laxatives and experienced a very fair siege.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's gross.
Hey, what's the name of the place, though, again, with the 28 people? Easement?
The Great House of Easement.
Okay.
Did you know that there is something called the Museum of Bad Art?
Oh, I bet my teapot's in there.
Houses paintings like Lucy in the Field with Flowers and Sunday on the Pot with George. Now, a painting was stolen from the Museum of Bad Art. The museum initially offered a reward of $6.50 for its return.
Wow.
This was later up to $36. And then 10 years later, the thief contacted the museum and demanded a $5,000 ransom for the painting. Well, no ransom was paid, but the painting was returned anyway.
Jeez.
He realized he was not going to get anything for this. Did you know of where the term Peeping Tom originated from?
I've heard this before, but I keep forgetting the answer. Mm.
Lady Godiva. Yes, that's where it comes from, Lady Godiva.
Tom is the guy that peeked.
Well, yeah, when she rode her horse naked around Coventry in protest at her husband's tax increases,
yeah,
she asked people not to look, but there was a man named Thomas who did. And according to the legend, he was struck blind. And there you go, Peeping Tom.
There you go.
Did you know about Winston County, Alabama?
Free County, yeah. Is that what you're getting at?
During the Civil War.
Out of the Civil War?
Yep.
Yeah.
Winston County, Alabama, during the Civil War, attempted to secede from the Confederacy and become a free republic.
Mm-hmm.
As the lack of any plantations and resulting rarity of slaveholders in the region gave the locals little reason to sympathize with the rebel cause. And finally, did you know the jacuzzi was invented by a man named Candido Jacuzzi?
Makes sense.
Probably pronounced differently, but yeah. Jacuzzi. I don't know. Anyway, he built that to provide pain relief for his 15-month-old son named Kenny. Kenny Jacuzzi.
Kenny Jacuzzi.
Kenny Jacuzzi. I know, it sounds like, what was that?
Sounds like somebody named their hot tub.
Kenny Powers.
Yeah, or was it the Mr. Azuzu guy, whatever his name was.
Joe Azuzu.
Yeah. It's Kenny Jacuzzi. He was born with rheumatoid arthritis, and his father built this to give pain relief to his 15-month-old
son.
That's
so kind.
And now we use it just to, you know.
Yeah. My great aunt Eleonora had a jacuzzi on her back porch.
Okay,
and
Rose.
Listen, it was very frustrating to us as kids because if we went to go visit our great aunt Eleonora, we were not allowed to use the jacuzzi. And it was like, why do you have one if we're not allowed to use it?
You know me, I'm a big believer in the therapeutic value of hot water.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, you do the tub thing. When your tub wasn't working,
a beast.
It was not a good days for you.
I was a beast. Thank you, David Fagan. Thank you, Clarks.
Black days.
Yeah.
Save me.
Those are your random facts, by the way.
All right. They're going to caucus on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Well, I tell you about what's happening at Jack Ingram. Let me see if that Beamer is... Nope. Somebody bought the Beamer. I knew that would happen.
It don't last long.
Well, this was a car, and this speaks to the quality of the pre-owned vehicles in all categories, in all types and styles and brands at the signature pre-owned lot at Jack Ingram. A 15-year-old BMW with only 86,000 miles in mint condition with a clean and pristine interior and a vetted engine. How can you go wrong? They have great... This is where you want to go to find the car for a new driver in the family because, you know, they might make a mistake and you want to make sure they have maximum protection. So you've got cars like the Nissan Sentra and the Volkswagen Jetta in there for that, all under $10,000. That's the category they asked me to speak to, but you can shop in any price range and any type of vehicle. If you'd like, need something big, an extra vehicle for work, but don't need brand new, there's a 2000 Chevy Tahoe LS and a Rogue, a 2013 Rogue under $7,000. It's an awesome SUV, and it is beautiful. pictures on everything they sell. Lots of them. Inside out, they want you to see the whole deal before you stop by and see Tip and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. 22 different financing options. So if you need new wheels but you're afraid of credit issues, go see them. They have been able to put a lot of people into nice pre-owned vehicles with loan arrangements that are friendly at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars or jackingram.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now it is time for today's $10 food out of the pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, and by earlier, I mean the very first one we did.
Oh!
Talked about a series of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons that have been banned since 1968. How many of those were there?
That's it. I remember that number.
Yeah.
All right, 272-9228, if you think you have the number. 272-9228, win. $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. I will go over the specials of Food Outlet in just a minute. Let's clear the lines. We got to talk to Laura here. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Greg.
What's happening?
Not much. I heard our Baumhauer's thing this morning. I didn't even know what the name of the one downtown was going to be.
Oh.
Until you said that. But it's 11 Looney Tunes cartoons.
It is. There are 11. Yeah, it's 11 censored cartoons since 1968.
That's correct.
Yep.
You called before we asked the question.
Yeah, I thought we were clearing.
But... Oh, so I don't get it. Oh.
Well,
see, I'm too,
no.
Okay.
You get it now.
Oh, okay. I was trying to be quick on the draw to get my $10 food outlet card.
Well, yeah. Quick draw, McGraw would be proud of you.
There we go.
So hang on, Laura. And a little bit later on, I'll tell you about this weekend's specials at Food Outlet 732.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Well, as we get a busy Friday started, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and it goes without saying Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue are busy into downtown this morning. The Boulevard, no accidents there. Busy as well as I-65 and I-85 through Montgomery. We're getting ready for that big push out of Prattville on I-65 here in the next few minutes. 231 out of Wetumpka, stop and go at the red lights at Redland Road and at Jasmine Hills. A normal morning of traffic. No accidents anywhere. That's a good thing. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our Doug and Sun Predictathon coming up next.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We have a very comfortable morning out there, and I think we have some pretty good news over the next few days. Check out my morning video for more, but here's the Reader's Digest version. After this nice start, a very warm day today, high in the upper 80s. Good bit of sunshine. Some spotty showers perhaps late tonight. I mean, there's going to be a few showers on the radar as a cool front moves through the state, but most of the showers fall apart before they get right to us, so I think the rain chances are small, but not zero. Tonight's a low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable. I mean, 79 to 80 for a high tomorrow, upper 50s to Saturday night. That's not bad at all. That's really nice behind that cool front. And then, new wrinkles in the forecast. As we look towards Sunday, I had to increase the rain chances. In fact, I've got the rain chances now as high as 50% daytime, 60% Sunday night, and that goes for Talladega as well. So we may have to deal with a few showers. And, of course, in a drought, that's a good thing. It's not a good thing at the race, but it's a good thing for our drought situation. And then the rain chances continue scattered Monday, Tuesday, and into at least part of the day Wednesday before it turns much cooler after that. Right now, this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour, 62 degrees at 735.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I see Mitch Duncan.
You are so handsome.
Oh, all the girls tell Mitch that. Where's Dad?
He's out of town.
Oh, okay. So we'll be able to get right into the Duncan and Son Predictathon after we quickly join Fox Business and get your local news.
Sports.
Stock futures are pointing to optimism on Wall Street after President Trump agreed to meet with China's vice premier at the White House. It's believed the upcoming meeting is a sign of progress in trade negotiations with China. Those talks are continuing today. Investors are hoping there could be progress that would hold off on tariff increases to take effect next week and in December. Hyundai and Kia have set aside more than $760 million to settle U.S. lawsuits over engines that could catch fire. Companies are also installing software to monitor for symptoms of engine failure and will take other steps to make cars safer. Brooklyn Brewing will make a non-alcoholic beer in response to demand for trendy drinks with no alcohol. The brew will be sold nationally next month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Have you Googled yourself or business? Did you find negative content? If so, your reputation and business are suffering. Forbes reports, with two negative articles, you risk losing 44% of new business. At Fix Your Name, we can hide or remove negative content. Request the reputation guide free. Call 877-FIX-NAME. That's 877-FIX-NAME. 877-FIX-NAME. Or visit fixyourname.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. And Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Three men and a lady present the Duncan and Son Predictathon. Hot.
Well, all I know is that this was a very sad studio.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And the week only got worse.
We were reliving not just the Auburn game, which was really disappointing, mm-hmm. But we were talking about Braves baseball too.
Yeah, bad too.
You know, I this may not be politically correct, and this is me and me alone, but I think the Braves cursed themselves when they pulled the whole tomahawk chop thing off the itinerary for that fifth game.
I don't know.
I think they invited a curse.
I mean, I don't know. You can talk curse, but it was disappointing. But yeah, so I mean, we saw kind of a different Auburn team, didn't we, Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, what was different? I mean, because everything has been so encouraging up to this last game.
The offense just couldn't get going at all. Sputtered. I mean, there were not many plays at all that stood out.
No.
Was it a team wide kind of thing, or was somebody not performing up to expectations?
Quarterback.
Yeah. It was sputtering. And it looks like that that Florida did their homework very well in studying the tape.
Their defense is real good. I mean, that's the best defense that we've played so far.
I was surprised. Not that we can't come back. Like, it's early enough in the season that if you're going to have a loss, and after five wins,
Well, if 10 beats number 7, where'd you guys end up in the rankings? You shouldn't have dropped below 10.
I didn't even look.
I didn't either.
It's not like some. It's not like the time Appalachian State beat Michigan and God, they still have that plastered all over Boone, North Carolina.
Yeah,
kind of an interesting university. It's nestled in the mountains, and it's almost semicircular the way the campus is laid out.
Yeah.
And that game lives on forever there. They've got it all over. One game. At least there's some history with both of these schools that goes back a long, long time.
So you guys are in College Station, Texas with the 12th man this week.
What makes Texas A&M's 12th man so much better than Auburn's 12th man or Alabama's 12th man?
They're tough at home. They've got a good record at home. And they have that reputation going, you know.
Where are they ranked?
Good question. I didn't look at the rankings this week.
15 or so, maybe, I think.
Really?
I think they've got like 100,000 people in their stadium too.
Yeah, so it's big. Huge. It's huge. Game day was there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I guess when Auburn was there, maybe.
You know, I was just thinking, College Station, where was I just seeing something about them? I watched the documentary on Smithsonian Channel,
mm-hmm.
and it was about George Herbert Walker Bush's funeral train.
Yeah.
And it arrived. It traveled. They wanted to emulate what other presidents had done. Like
Lincoln and Kennedy.
And it ended. AU dropped to 12. That's what
12,
we got.
Okay.
And we thank my buddy Rick for that.
It's not bad.
No, but it's not going to get any easier either.
No. Oh, my gosh, from here on out. Jeez.
Bad.
So, and Alabama's ranked number 1?
Yeah.
I think so. Did they move up?
Right.
Let me double check that.
And number 1.
And Clemson's almost idle for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they don't play anybody.
They don't play anybody.
They're in the ACC, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. That's a weak sauce conference, if there ever was one. We invite you now, Kim, since we did not have a winner, and we had great participation last week.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge the Crimson Tide Nation to get in on this.
They'll come out this weekend for this game.
Are we doing the works, and can we still offer that $100 gift certificate?
Sure.
You can apply that towards any other services you might need, but the works, Mitch can tell you what that includes.
Well, it's oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection, top off all the fluids, and vacuum out the car.
And they are very expedient as far as it doesn't take all day, folks. They're tapping me on the shoulder. Your car's ready. What? Really?
No, it's like pit crew.
Wow.
And, of course, if you need that accommodation where you drop the car off and come back and get it later and you need to be dropped off somewhere, in the vicinity, just let them know. Order it up. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at all. 3 Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. Right back after we check traffic at 7:46.
Well, as we get a busy Friday started, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and it goes without saying Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue are busy into downtown this morning. The Boulevard, no accidents there. Busy as well as I-65 and I-85 through Montgomery. We're getting ready for that big push out of Prattville on I-65 here in the next few minutes. 231 out of Wetumpka, stop and go at the red lights at Redland Road and at Jasmine Hills. A normal morning of traffic. No accidents anywhere. That's a good thing. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A home. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information.
Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden, Saturday, October 12th, from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long, like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase, Saturday, October 12th, Grilling in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
Howard Dean, always that exclamation point of excitement on any bit. I am going to post this. We are ready now. It's the Duncan and Son Predictathon, week number 7.
Look at that. He's posting it right now. The only thing it's posted. So we won't lose this week.
No.
You know,
that's a
Alabama softened us up with bye last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, we got that one.
That's
you got the bye fight song in there somewhere?
No, sorry. I don't have the bye fight song.
LSU's coming up, though, so that'll be it.
LSU's coming up for both. Yeah. For Auburn and Alabama, and it's both going to be tough.
Maybe Florida, you know, soften them up for us.
Yeah, maybe.
I found a couple of possibilities here.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness.
Is that their fight song?
Hello loneliness. Bye. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye.
If you hate me after what I say,
I can't put it off any longer. I just gotta tell you anyway.
They got an incredible stadium too.
There you go. So That's the best I could do on a moment's notice.
Very nice.
Great idea, though, Rich. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the Duncan and Son Predictathon is on my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend to be able to participate. So stop by and...
be the first to comment.
Yeah, make your predictions.
There's nobody right this second.
Number one, we got to see at least 200 predictions on this one because last week, Auburn wiped the floor with the Alabama...
Larry D. Jones was the first to come. No, actually, there was
Ken Petrick.
Ken.
42-17, Alabama. Is LSU really that good? Were they ranked?
Oh, my God. They're top five.
Three, four?
Yeah. They're tough this year. Still can't understand their coach, but...
That's what that Otron sounds like. And closed captioning can't figure it out.
It's like the guy from The Waterboy.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, LSU is number five. It's Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, LSU.
Hey, here's a random phone call. Good morning.
Hey.
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 Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Tom Baudette. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tom Baudette, you going to leave the light on for us?
Yes, sir. It's on right now.
Okay, good deal.
You want to hear my prediction?
Okay.
Well, yeah, but we need you to post it on my Facebook page.
Oh, I can't say it on the radio?
Well, I mean,
you can say it on the radio, but it's not going to...
It's not going to be official unless you post it.
Yeah, you need to post it if you want to possibly win.
It's a contest rule.
All right, I'll try to friend you this afternoon. Would that be too late?
You don't even have to be a friend. Just go to his page.
Yeah,
you don't even have to be a friend.
Just look at Greg Budell. Find it, and it's right there. Anybody can do
it. Yeah, anybody can leave a comment.
So...
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thank you. Leave that light on. Thank you.
All right, for the best in service, when it comes to your health, you need people that have that caring. Actually, if Don Duncan was a pharmacy, they would be like Adam's Drugs because they give you that warm, personal service. They appreciate your business, and it's the kind of place, you know, you have found a partner for the maintenance of your car with Don Duncan. For your prescriptions and other health care needs, Adams Drugs is the place to go with 12 locations. If you can hear the show over the air, there's one near you. And we should find out, I think, sometime next week. They are up for Alabama Retailer of the Year. Now, think about all the cities and businesses here in the state, and they have been singled out as one of the top three. And a big part of that is reputation, customer service, and so forth. So I urge you to give some thought. Stop by one of the 12 locations and give them a chance to earn your business. That's adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you and locations in Millbrook, Wetumpka, and Montgomery right up from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael that offer wellness clinic services, shingle shots, flu shots, those type of things. Mm-hmm. Just call ahead to see what's available. It's 754.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, the boulevard all the way around the city is moving with no issues, just the normal starts and stops this morning. Norman Bridge from the East-South Boulevard into downtown is very busy, as well as 231 and 31 out of Prattville, but the usual starts and stops, there are no issues there. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown is an accident-free ride this morning. Keep up the good work on this Friday. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours. Which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
News from where you live.
Here's another Emily Alabama segment News on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. Here to tell you about Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader, who needs something to do, like listings, or maybe you're a first-time home buyer and you're looking around the River Region, let Eddie help you out. He lives and breathes real estate. He understands the market, the trends, all that jazz, and he's available for you. I want to say 24/7 because the dude is super responsive anytime I've ever needed to get in touch with him, and you can get in touch with him by calling or texting 322-0662. Make sure you find Eddie on Facebook. At Eddie Sells Houses is how you'll find them. You'll see that beautiful listing on Larkin Lane, the property, this awesome townhome out at the waters, and you'll be shown a whole lot of other stuff that you could be interested in. And don't forget, he's a great seller's agent as well. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662.
He's going to hang out with us this afternoon, too.
Oh, is he? Oh, also, I forgot. In the grand prize giveaway today, he's provided the gift cards to the pizza place.
Ah, the pizza place.
Which is mighty, mighty tasty.
Is that the Emily segment we have at the end of the program?
That's the Emily segment we have right, about an hour from right now.
right about.
Mitch Duncan, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Quickly, everybody's predictions on the Alabama A&M game. Rich?
It's going to be easy, Alabama. I don't want to assign a number, but I think Alabama is going to prevail.
I don't want to give a point spread.
At least by two touchdowns.
52-17.
Yeah, 45-20.
52-17. Mitch, 45-20.
Ooh.
Are you pulling out money?
No.
It's like, what? Rich? No.
Let's take a quick look
at this. I'm going 39-13. And Jay?
12.
47.
9.
3.
47-3. Okay.
3.
By the way,
47-3.
Remember last week I was the one, somebody had to be the Antichrist and go anti-Auburn on that.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Were you picking against the Braves too?
Whoa, dang.
Why don't we just go have lunch?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay. All right. We have another name coming up in just a minute. And, of course, between 8 and 9, we play the school song.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a 1-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And now a star is born. On October 11th, 1992, the world welcomed little baby Cardi B.
All right, one more big push. Congratulations, it's a girl.
Cardi B, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.